Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, WFHR. Marvin sounded good today.
Every day.
We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for kicking off your day with us here, everybody. Happy Friday Eve. Happy Thursday. Got your host, James J. Maloff here, joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio, thanks for joining us, everyone. Let's get to Brittany Merlot and talk a little Mother Nature. Brittany, thank you so much for hanging out with us. How are you today?
Oh, I love hanging out with you guys. How are you guys?
We're doing good. All right. We're doing good. You doing good over there?
Pretty good, pretty good. I wish the sun was out, but you know,
yeah. Well, we got used to that. We got
sun
used
every
to that.
Day. Yeah,
it was nice, that whole sun thing. That was.
Oh goodness, yes, it's going to be a much darker day today. Mostly cloudy, pretty much all day. High temperatures, a little bit warmer. We're going to climb to the upper 70s. Slightly muggy throughout the afternoon because we've got a warm front passing with another cold front right behind it. So this is going to be sparking up some showers and storms. We could see some isolated storms potentially early this evening, and some of those could be on the stronger side of things, but those will be spotty. We may or may not get that one. But the entire state is going to be getting this line, and I say the entire state because I know a lot of people are already on their Labor Day weekend. They decided to take off Friday. Smart ones, aren't they?
Yeah. Very smart.
So, indeed they are, but they got to stay smart tonight because if you're going northwest, those storms could be strong to severe, and they're going to be pushing in around 7 o'clock into the northwestern part of the state, and then they'll be moving southeast through the entire state. Now, at first, strong winds, heavy downpours, they could see up to 4 inches of rain up north.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? Yeah, so there's going to be some flash flooding. It's going to be a mess up there, maybe some trees down from high winds as well. But as it comes towards us in central Wisconsin, it starts to weaken out a little bit. So maybe we'll see some gusty winds and some heavy rain, probably about a half an inch to an inch or so into Rapids area is expected. And I think that that's going to kind of strike us kind of around midnight or so. The timing is a little iffy, but I'd prepare for around midnight. So thankfully it's through the overnight hours while no one's really out on the road, things like that.
Yeah.
But it is going to be a heavy hitter moving through. But on the other side, beautiful, beautiful weekend. Oh my gosh, with fall feel really settling in by Labor Day.
All right.
Mother Nature's getting us a little bit of everything. Just giving us a little bit of everything right there. I'm going to be looking forward to that rain at midnight. I'll tell you that. I'll be up and I'll be looking forward to it. Brittany, we're looking forward to hanging out with you tomorrow, getting everybody ready for the weekend. You have yourself a good Thursday.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Best in the business, our good friend Brittany Merlot joins us every morning right here, getting us caught up on Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Seth and I got a great show lined up for you. Not only the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner, but we'll also get into a couple of other fun ones. The cooler, those coolers Yetis.
Oh, the Yeti. Yeah, right. Right.
They're auctioning off something for Halloween I want to get into with you.
A Yeti?
An
actual
of,
Yeti.
A real live Sasquatch. Yes.
We finally found him, and we're going to use him for business purposes, because of course we are.
Of course. That is exactly what would happen. That's exactly what would happen. The poor Sasquatch is I don't know, man. I didn't even know how this happened.
Yeah, right. Is that in the contract
woods.
I signed?
I was in the woods just hanging out. And all of a sudden, these guys promote, hey, you want to help us promote Yeti? And it's like, well, I felt like I had to. A topic we'll also get into the 9 o'clock hour, some fun as we welcome our friends from the Southwell County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. We'll get into a little bit of entertainment news and a little bit into the 9 o'clock hour. We had this subject brought up last week. I brought it up with Melissa. I want to bring it up with you, Seth.
Okay.
TV workplaces you would like to work at.
Oh, yes. Okay.
We're going to get into that one. And I want audience participation.
Yes.
715-424-2600. We want to hear from you. What TV workplace would you like to work at?
I can think of so many I wouldn't want to work at.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Isn't that the case? And the top things we Google about oldest, youngest, and middle childs. Children.
Kids.
We'll figure that out and more during that topic bit later in the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to all of this. But right now, we kick things off with our part of our National Day of Calendar, because today is National Lemon Juice Day.
Lemon juice.
Not to be confused with National Lemon Day or Lemon Month or any of the above. A lemon-related hack is making the rounds online, but is it a good hack or just some TikTok nonsense?
Mm.
Tossing half a lemon in your dishwasher supposedly kills bacteria and prevents lime scale from building up. This is based on a couple of videos that have made the rounds.
Okay.
Food and Wine looked into whether it really works, and the answer is, in theory, yes.
Oh.
The acidity might help with the lime buildup,
mm-hmm.
but overall, it's probably not worth it, and you can't just toss half a lemon in there either.
Oh.
The seeds can clog or break the machine, so you have to remove them first.
Mm-hmm.
And half a lemon won't do much anyway. You'd need to use multiple lemons. Consumer Reports looked into the same hack last year and found it's better to just use a clean solution designated for descaling dishwashers.
Right, right.
I got to be real with everybody here, Seth. There are a handful of topics in the universe that I don't know a single thing about.
Right.
Relationships? No. There's a couple of them. There's a couple of them. Dishwashers are one of them. Every house I've ever lived in, I'm the dishwasher.
You're the living, breathing dishwasher.
Now, I will let you know that the hack will not work on me. You can't throw me into a shower with a lemon and I'm going to come out clean.
It's not going to work. Yeah.
No, we're just both confused. but this on a dishwasher, I don't know if it's a good idea or not. I don't know any of that. Mm-hmm. I really don't know half of what I just said. I love life hacks and I like these things. And I know a lot of our listeners out there use dishwashers.
Sure.
So I thought, oh, this might be a good idea. Have you used a dishwasher? Do you guys have one?
Yes. Yes. Mm. We do have a dishwasher and, there's a lot of reasons to have a dishwasher. I mean, right now, even the studies of now are pretty much conclusive that you use less water. A dishwasher uses less water. It's more energy efficient. It can be time saving. I know that's the reason like a lot of people do it, so they can quickly get stuff done.
You don't
done.
Get those wrinkly fingers.
Yeah, right. You know, exactly. That too, yeah. Yeah. Don't get dishpan hands. Yeah. Remember dishpan hands?
yes.
But I've heard a lot of these like, oh, clean your dishwasher. Put a glass of vinegar.
Yeah,
in it and run it through a cycle and stuff. Most of them turn out to be not quite right.
Yeah.
I think I've even tried the vinegar thing and I was not impressed with how it turned out. So I don't know, just a lemon. But they're right, the one little lemon in a dishwasher? Half a lemon. It's not even a full one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. Because, I get it. If it's got acid in it, like, again, vinegar. It's got acid in it. And then that should, descale and clean. And vinegar and acid is a good cleaner. We know this. We've been knowing this for thousands of years, but
I don't know.
I think just stick with a cleaner. I don't think you really need more than that.
I think that if you wanted to try something, whether it's this or something like this, to me, again, don't know what I'm talking about, but try it without anything in there.
Right.
Run the dishwasher with just it in there and see what it does. Maybe put one dirty dish in there. I don't know. I wouldn't. Dishwashers, to me, this is one of those coveted items. This is one of those things that, like, if you have it in your house, this is you treat this thing well.
Yes,
you
right.
keep it in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't imagine living with a dishwasher. Like, I think a lot about, if I'm going to live, if I would live alone or would I like to live with somebody else, some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely would want to live with a dishwasher. I would definitely, split the rent with a dishwasher. That's how that works, right?
Yeah, especially if they're a new one, quiet.
Yeah.
Not like the old noisy ones there used to be, noisy. Hey, knock it off in there.
Were they noisy?
The old ones could be really noisy, but the new ones are pretty quiet these days. So,
They are more efficient. You're right about that.
Yeah, it's very true.
Everything the science says that they are actually the way we're going with this stuff and everything.
Yeah, because they actually save energy and water. So,
wrapping up our opening monologue here, a minor league baseball team in Florida introduced its new bat dog to the public. This has been a fun idea. We just saw Shohei Ohtani doing this with his dog last night. His dog brought the ball to him on the mound, and he pet him and all that. Canines in baseball have gone together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But the canine ended up being less interested in the game than she was in doing her business.
Oh.
Lucy May, a 10-month-old Labrador Retriever who is just a beautiful dog, was introduced by the Philadelphia Phillies single-A affiliate team, the Clearwater Thrusters, during their game against the Bundan Blue Jays. But her debut had a few hiccups, as well as other bodily functions.
Uh-huh.
the Clearwater Thrushers. That's an interesting.
That's an interesting. Yeah, the minor league team names are getting kind of zany these days.
Yeah, yeah, they're trying a little harder.
A little too hard.
Lucy, whose older sister Layla retired as the team's bat dog earlier this year, ran out of the Thrashers' dugout during the third inning, and instead of retrieving the dropped bat, ran into the opposing team's dugout. The dog then seemed to get a case of the zoomies and made her way to the infield, where she earned cheers from the crowd and then did her business near the pitcher's mound.
So who cleans that up? That's what I want to know.
That's a great question.
Is it the players are out there like, I'm not cleaning that up. Yeah. That's not my dog.
I got to say that, the person's dog. Whoever owns the dog.
They got to go out and do it. Yeah, they got to do it.
I don't care what your job is normally. I don't care if you're pitching. You got to do it.
The bar was set high, okay? They had the sibling that just retired, just a little nervous getting it out. Up there, just couldn't handle the stress, all the
tension, the anxiety,
the weight put on her by you got to succeed in this job. Look at what your sister you have. So this whole sibling thing,
For those that don't know, this is not the first time this has happened in baseball either. There's a handful of players. I want to say John Olerud. This happened to back in the day. I don't know. Dominic Reaper, the team's promotions and game entertaining manager, rushed into action to clean up Lucy's mess.
Oh, good for him.
Good
job for the manager. He felt like he had to manage that too. So,
quote, we kind of had a feeling that something special would happen with her and that it would be a fun event. But I don't think we could have imagined that it would have taken to that level.
Something special. It's very diplomatic.
Yeah. The Canad's unusual debut went viral on social media, leading to the team to respond. Even though she doesn't have it quite right, she is 1,000% keeping her job.
Oh, yes.
So that's a fun story.
You go to the ballpark to see something entertaining, right?
Yeah.
There you go. You found very entertaining before the game even started. So.
Are you not entertained? Yes, yes. Now, please clean that up.
Yeah, please clean it up.
We will get to our timeout and check in with our partners. We'll come back and hang out with El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's the morning show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good Thursday from all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, not only does El Cafe have this cool deal they're doing right now, I believe for this week, where for this week they're offering free pie or a beverage with a purchase of $10 or more.
Oh, wow. Really?
Free pie, Seth.
Oh, huh? Oh man.
Huh?
I'm surprised. I'm very, very hungry. Very hungry.
Oh, yeah. And today they've got a breakfast special of peaches and cream waffle.
Ooh.
Oh, that sounds good.
It does.
I've been in a real waffle mood lately. Oh. I really want waffles.
No.
And lunch special, the Greek melt. Dine-in only. That is
okay.
Comes with a couple of great things as well, with fruit and fries or fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And a great meal. Mm-hmm. That sounds really good.
Good stuff.
Find out for yourself at El Cafe. Head on over there. Find out not only how great their unique menu is, how wonderful the people are. Check it out, El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.maleff@civicmedia.us. You can email any of our staff
that way,
like seth.habhager@civicmedia.us.
Figure out how to spell it on your own.
Yeah, that's the same thing with my last
yeah,
name.
Exactly.
I noticed that every time I give our email addresses, I'm like,
Malouf.
Yeah, good luck. Like maybe
is there
just
a mattress named that?
You can also there should be. You can also email us or direct message us on our Facebook pages.
Right.
Might even be easier, WFHR or WRI Facebook pages. Just like our pages or call up.
424-2600. Call now. Right now.
We'd love to hear from you, everybody.
Yeah, we'd love to do it live and direct on the air.
We've had a couple of those, and they're a lot of fun. Get them to us, everybody. Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, well, we got a special birthday around here. We want to wish a very happy birthday to our very own Ashley Buckingham.
Yes. Happy birthday, Ashley.
Happy birthday, Ash. She is our head sales staff, our marketer around here at WFHR. All of our commercial breaks that you're hearing are brought to you by her in many ways. And really, as I've told Ashley and I've talked to a lot of our sales staff about something I learned from Jeff Siegler, our old sales guy around here. Our salespeople are our mascots. They are the people out there representing us. Yep. They are the people going out there into businesses and talking about us and hopefully bringing you onto our team and quite bluntly, keeping us alive.
Exactly.
You know, we're not here without
us. Keeping us afloat.
Yeah, yeah. No radio station in the world survives without a sales and marketing team.
Right.
We are always looking for good people in these at Civic Media. We're always looking for good salespeople out there like Ashley. Mm-hmm. Join the team if you're thinking of getting into the career and joining us here. And we've got somebody really good in place in Ashley. She's really good at the job. We love working with her. And wishing her a great day. Enjoy your day, Ashley.
Happy birthday, Ashley.
Have a great birthday, Ash. And we wish a happy birthday to Mystique Smithson.
Happy birthday, Mystique.
Mystique is a popular personality in this town. She's been a cook for a long time. She's done a lot of good in this area. And you know, if you meet Mystique, you know exactly who she is. You will never forget her. She is an amazing person. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Mystique. Mm-hmm. We wish a happy birthday to Myron Lubeck.
Happy birthday, Myron.
That's a great name, Myron.
It's a solid name, Myron. Like
Myron, enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Lynn Montag.
Happy birthday, Lynn, and congratulations.
Yes, congrats. Brag to all your friends and strangers and everything, Lynn, and congratulations.
I'm a qualifier. Do you know that? I am qualified.
Yeah. You don't even have to tell them what you qualified for.
Just qualified.
Happy birthday, Lynn, and congratulations. Mm-hmm. We take a look at our celebrity list, where Liam Payne is 31, one of the One Direction guys.
One of the One Direction guys. I love that.
I don't know.
That's all they need to know.
I barely know who One Direction is. let's see here. Dante Bosco is 49, better known as Rufio, the leader of the Lost Boys in Hook.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Looky, I got hooky. he was great in that.
He was very good in that movie. It's for sure, yeah.
I think you could put the kids, the cast of Hook, those kids, as some of the best like child castings ever in a movie.
Right.
Ever.
Right up there with like the Goonies or something like that. Yeah.
Like Goonies, I think, may be number one.
It's got to be close.
It's one or two.
Considering where those guys went, I mean, almost all of them had really pretty darn good careers. Yeah.
I will put Hook in the top five for sure. Like him alone was amazing. But the little girl in it, I lost my marbles. There's so many great scenes in Hook. Such a good movie. Michelle Ndege Ocello is 56. Wonderful bass player. One of the best bass players I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. She had a big hit with John Mellencamp doing Van Morrison's Wild Night a while ago. It's an incredible solo career.
Oh my gosh.
Soul, jazz. She does it all.
She is a very versatile, and she just released an album like the last year or two. Man,
yeah, that's right.
Still going strong. She is so good. Wow.
She is really good.
Great voice, too.
If I was starting a band, she may be my first call for a bass player.
Yeah.
Like, she's amazing. Rebecca De Mornay is 65.
Wow.
From Risky Business to The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, Rebecca's had a very strong career.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad was Wally George, the old TV talk show host. I just found that out.
Really?
I didn't know that. Wow, yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know. The great, the wonderful, the underrated, the underappreciated, the legend, Elliot Gould is 86 today.
So glad he's still around.
Many younger people out there will know him as Ross and Monica's dad on Friends. Mm-hmm. A lot of others know him as Trapper in the original movie version of MASH.
That's right.
Other younger people may know him from Ocean's 11. The main guy, guy. I love Elliot Gould.
What a career that man has had. You know, two performances of his that I got to point out really quick. One was he played a kind of a dumb gangster dude in Bugsy.
Yeah, he was good.
He was really good in that.
Yeah, he was
really
good.
Dumb guy. It was excellent. But one of my favorite performances is Robert Altman's The Long Goodbye.
Nice.
Which is, it's a deconstruction of like Philip Marlowe. He plays Philip Marlowe, basically. Yeah. And it's such a good movie, and he does just an amazing job. In that, he plays it just so perfectly. It's great.
That's such a good reference. Mm-hmm. That's such a good reference. If you haven't seen that movie, everybody, and you're a fan of Mr. Gould's, go ahead and check that out. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn's own Elliot Gould celebrating a birthday today. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Yep.
Isabel Sanford was born on this day in 1917. Wheezy on the Jeffersons.
Wheezy!
Oh, so good. Such a good show. We just celebrated another birthday of a Jefferson the other day.
I remember that.
Joel Schumacher, director of Seen Almost Fire, The Lost Boys, Flatliners, Batman and Robin, Forever. I'm so sorry. Seen Almost Fire, The Lost Boys.
Yeah, just go with the good ones.
Yeah, we'll just stick with those. We'll just stick with those. Joel Schumacher, really, like,
still, yeah.
To be fair, a bold director.
Yes.
And really, like, unlike Michael Bay and James Cameron and some guys like that, who I have respect for, mm-hmm. but I don't necessarily, like, really love and dive into their movies. Michael Bay, maybe a little bit, but Michael Bay doesn't really like dialogue.
I was going to say, diving into a Michael Bay movie is pretty shallow there. It's all surface, basically.
It really is. Yeah. Joel Schumacher always felt like was that good one version of those things.
Yes.
Well, yeah, he liked explosions and all that.
Lots of spectacle, yeah.
But he knew that context mattered, story mattered, and I thought he did a good job with that for the most part.
Actually, to be fair, Batman Forever is not a terrible
movie.
Batman and Robin is awful, but Batman Forever is not a great movie,
Batman
but
Forever
it's not bad.
I like Batman Forever.
Val Kilmer does a pretty good job.
Bat Kilmer's my favorite Batman.
Yeah, you've said
He's
that.
My favorite. Let's go ahead and take a call real quick.
All right.
Good morning. You're on the morning show. You got a birthday or anniversary for us?
No, but I have a joke for you.
Okay.
Why was that mom beast in a day?
Why?
Because you and me weren't there.
Thank you so much.
That was a good one. We weren't there to help. That's why.
That's a good one. Nicely done. We continue on with some people no longer with us. Born in this day, Robin Leach. Born in this day from 1941.
Leach.
Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
It's like he was shouting all the time.
It really was. Richard Attenborough, born in this day in 1923. The rich guy from Jurassic Park movies and everything.
Go ahead.
He directed Gandhi.
Yeah. I was going to say, I didn't want to interrupt you.
No.
Very good director, yes.
Ingrid Bergman, born in this day in 1915, in Casablanca. She was also Isabella Rossellini's mom.
Yes, she was, because she was with Roberto Rossellini, the Italian film director. Mm-hmm. They were an item for a while. Man, she is underrated. You know, in her day, I hate saying that, but, you know, in her day, she was one of the top female stars. I mean, she would draw people that, you know, she was the top bill, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But she retired early. She didn't do a lot of stuff when in her older years. And I think that's why she gets a little bit forgotten.
She, I will say that my nana's favorite actor was Humphrey Bogart.
Mm-hmm. Love
and I watched Bogie's movies endlessly. I still think that the Key Largo is in my top 10, top 20 favorite movies of all time.
It's a classic.
You talk about a perfect cast and perfect acting.
Edward
Everybody
Robinson.
In that movie. Oh, my. I get goosebumps thinking about it, man. Key Largo, to me, is the one that should be talked about as much as Casablanca. Mm. But Casablanca, I saw quite a few times. Mm-hmm. And as great as Humphrey Bogart was as an actor, and he was so perfect for that role, mm-hmm. I cannot picture anybody else in that role but Bogie. She steals that movie for me. She steals that movie completely for me. She is that movie to me.
In a movie with every role is so important and so well done. So well done, down to the bad guys, man.
Yeah, yeah.
She's luminous. I mean, it's the flashback scenes that they have with her and Bogie are some of my favorite parts of that movie. So.
I agree. Good reference about that, too. That's some good stuff. I got to go back and watch Casablanca because, for me, the memories of it still hold up for the most part. Mm-hmm. Like, it's still one of the best movies you'll see.
Absolutely. It's one of the greatest movie. Of all time.
Charlie Parker, the jazz legend, Birdman, born in 1920, passed away in 1955. Music in this country is not what it is without Charlie Parker.
Like, he changed music.
Yeah, he really did. He brought jazz to the forefront in so many ways. He made it in movies, in TV shows more. There are so many things that Charlie Parker did in his career.
He and Dizzy Gillespie literally changed the face of American music.
Yeah.
And brought a technical brilliance that was not there before, which, I mean, you can't say enough about it. I have my Charlie Parker story is one year spring break, I went down to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And in Kansas City, they have this really cool side-by-side museum, the Negro League Hall of Fame, and the Jazz Museum that's right next to it. You walk in, to at least when I was there, it was many years ago, 20 some years ago, you walk into the jazz part of it, and sitting right there front and center was the white saxophone that Charlie Parker used for like his strings, the one he did with strings. Mm-hmm. And it was like, whoa, that is so cool.
Sorry, Seth. I was listening. I was just getting tickets to Kansas City.
Yeah, that's right. Let me see. Oh, it's amazing.
Plane ticket to Kansas City now. I got
to
see
just to go to those two museums. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's also where I sat next to Buck O'Neill.
Nice.
Was at that
right
same
on,
place.
Right on. John McCain would have been celebrating a birthday today. Mm-hmm. Born in 1936, passed away in 2018. Respected Arizona senator, war hero. Mm-hmm. Man, we miss John McCain right now.
In a lot of ways.
Because I'll tell you, whether I agreed with him politically or not, I respected John McCain. I appreciated John McCain. One of the biggest things I respected about John McCain is he would come on The Daily Show in the prime, in the heart of The Daily Show, when it's at its prime and everything. Come on there with John Stewart, and he knew he was going to be getting into a lyrical fist fight with this guy. And they would get into it on the air. They would get into it back and forth, and they would wrap up every interview laughing. And you notice anytime I'm talking with a politician on the air, how it's handled.
Yeah,
we'll butt heads, but that interview is going to end with us laughing. If it takes everything I've got, I will do that. Like we need more of that.
Yeah,
and we need more people from opposite sides having conversations, being able to debate, and then being adults afterwards. John McCain never had to insult anybody.
Mm-mm.
He didn't have to try to lower people to get to some level or anything like that. He wasn't a child.
He didn't take it personally.
Yes.
Which is what you have to do in politics. You can disagree about policy and all these other things, but you don't have to be like, you know, you disagree with me, then I hate you. It's like, huh? What? That doesn't make any sense.
If you were a fan of Mr. McCain's, even if you weren't, I encourage you to look up on YouTube. He took when he was running for president the last time, like anybody running for president, you show up on Saturday Night Live,
right?
And he showed up on there, and he was so funny. At the time, it was the Democrats hadn't made a decision between Hillary and Barack,
right?
And they had, the Republicans had John McCain was going to be the nominee, and he's on there talking about, you know, Democrats, take your time. It's okay. You can wait right up until November if you want. Like, there's no rush. It was hilarious. And he handled it perfectly. Deadpan, like everything. Mm-hmm. Him and Bob Dole were very impressive to me on Saturday Live. Like, because they weren't trying to be, like, put on air. The writers did a good job with them, and they played along with the bit because they got the joke, because they could take a joke. Yep. They could laugh at
they
themselves.
They could take a joke.
I don't believe you can be a leader without being able to take a joke, without being able to make a joke, any more than you could be a leader if you can't admit you've ever done anything wrong. Like, there's certain people that I could end an interview would end with them immediately because the first question I'd have is, hey, have you ever done anything wrong? And watch how they handle that. John McCain would handle it like a pro.
Yeah, he would.
And we thank him for his service and appreciate him. Also born on this day, Michael Jackson. One of the most, controversial and gray area artists of all time.
One of the top selling artists of all time. Yeah, you got to put that in there. But there's other stuff.
There's no way you could talk about the history of music without Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can go through your life and not hear a Michael Jackson song. Mm-hmm. And more than likely, maybe even have a Michael Jackson song that you like. I mentioned before, some of the first thing entertaining I ever did was breakdancing, and I learned a lot of it from Michael Jackson.
Moonwalking, right?
I worked for hours to get the moonwalk down. Can still do it, by the way.
I believe you.
And yes, to what you note, Seth, obviously a lot of gray area with late in his life and a lot of the things that were that he did or didn't do, whatever the case might be.
Right. We don't know all that. We don't know the whole story. I mean, we do have to note that he was never convicted.
Yes,
that he was proven not guilty when he went to trial. So we do have to acknowledge that. But I mean, there's lots of stories out there.
Yeah,
let's put it that way.
And those stories hit close to
troubling
home for some.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people. Mm-hmm. So for me, I have not really been able to listen to him since.
So understandable.
But I do respect what he did for music and what he did in music.
Right.
And fans of his, certainly.
And how smart he was at collaborating, man. He went Quincy Jones, man.
Yeah, Quincy Jones.
When you go with Quincy Jones, you're smart.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah. One more time, happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there listening. Thank you so much for joining us. And a big thank you to our friends at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Head on over to El Cafe right now. Mm-hmm. Get in on that deal. You spend $10 to get a free drink or pie.
Pie for breakfast. I can now declare that is an awesome thing.
Yes, yes. Do so, everybody. Enjoy. And visit our friends at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll be back with more show right here. Morning show at WFHR. Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Seth and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're having a good one out there. We got some good things going on to the top of the hour. And it's not very often, Seth, that we have a good story of the day and a then a right story combined.
Wow, that's rare. That is rare. I have to give you that.
But we definitely have one here. A guy in Israel went to a museum known for its collection of rare ancient artifacts.
Okay.
And his 4-year-old son broke a jug that was 3,500 years old.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Want to get away?
Yeah, I was going to say, any parent's nightmare right there. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
It was made during the Bronze Age between 1500 and 22,000 BC. It somehow survived all those years until a 4-year-old got a hold of it. Experts say it was an especially impressive piece because it was in such great condition.
Mm.
It was on a stand near the entrance. It wasn't behind glass. Curators of the museum say that they think there's a, quote, special charm to being able to get up close to the artifacts, quote, without obstructions.
Right, right.
The dad says his son was curious what was in the jug, so he pulled on it slightly to look, which caused the jug to fall off its pedestal and shatter.
Mm-hmm.
It's the type of thing that that's considered to be priceless, but the good news is the kid's parents are not on the hook for it.
Oh, thank goodness.
The museum said when someone damages something on purpose, they get the cops involved, but since it's a kid and he didn't mean to do
it. Obviously it was an accident, right?
Yeah, that's obviously not going to happen. Mm-hmm. They actually invited him and his family to come back to the museum once the jug is restored.
Oh, wow.
They're gluing it back together and say it should be done by this weekend.
Oh, cool.
That is impressive.
They could do that. Yeah.
They also said they're not changing their policy and plan to keep allowing people to get up close and personal with their exhibits.
Wow. Well, how about that?
So that is a that ain't right story that turns into one of the better good stories we've done all week.
That's really remarkable.
That is really cool.
Right. And to be, I mean, it's to be fair. Yeah. It's not like it's a, you know, it's not there for the value. Like it's because it's a priceless thing, you know, but literally priceless. It's because of the history. That's why you want to go see these things and find out about them. So, yeah, unfortunate, of course, but it's not the end of the world. And I'm glad that they didn't change anything.
So many businesses in this country, especially here in America, are so happy. And immediately the we got to get the police involved. We got to sue.
Right.
We got to do something like that. And what good PR do you get out of that?
Mm-hmm.
What business has ever looked good suing in a customer or something like that, or mm-hmm. getting the police involved? It doesn't really help. It doesn't bring a good eye to your business or anything like that.
Right.
And this story, maybe if they handled it that way, I don't even know if we'd be talking about it.
Right.
But this wonderful museum in Israel we're talking about
mm-hmm.
because of this story and the way they handled it.
Yep.
The PR that they're going to get from this
good stuff
will triple whatever they spend on marketing by the end of today.
Right.
Like, it's just a really cool story. And
it
you
is.
Don't hear of places handling things like this. Leave it to a museum to really figure
That's
out
good.
How That's to handle this
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
That is pretty good.
Yep.
I want people's reactions if you're the parent, though.
Oh, God.
715-424-2600. What is your reaction with this is your kid?
Mortified. Absolutely mortified.
I don't know. Outside of, like, apologizing to my own mother, I don't know if I have, like, a layer that can compare to the apologizing I would be doing.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
constant.
I'm not a guy that gets on his knees, but man,
this would be close.
I might be down there, like, so please, sorry. Please forgive us, please. Yes. We are so sorry. I don't think I'd get mad at my kid though. I don't think I could.
Maybe like immediately, it'd be like, oh no, what have I told you?
Yeah.
Like, don't touch anything.
Yes,
but I mean, after that, it'd be like, the kid, it was an accident, you know. It was bad. It happened.
Now, it was. You're right. It was an accident, but it wasn't just an accident. Like, the kid was curious and touched it or poked it or something.
Yep.
He was trying to figure something out.
Exactly.
He was trying to find, you know, yep. He was trying to discover. And if that's why he broke it, I not only the museum, but if I was his mm-hmm. parent, I'd feel a little bit better about it, actually.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's just my kid. He's just curious.
So, like, yeah, the first things that would be... that would press probably through my mind is like, oh my God. Mm. It's like, what did you do? And then, how much is this going to cost?
Yes.
would
yes.
be like the third thing. Oh no.
You're working here now.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're seven, but you work here
for the rest of your life. Yes. You're going to stay here. Just stay here.
Yeah. I ain't paying that off. I'm kidding. I love that story.
Yeah.
You can go to bbc.com to find out more if you'd like to read the full article. And again, a big tip of the hat to that that museum.
Yes, 100%.
Did that. That is a really cool story, actually. We will get to our first, our second time out of the hour. We'll come back and we'll get you to the top of the hour after checking in with our partners here on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great day out there.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for joining us. Got some good stuff to get to right now, and an interesting one as, yes, it is the end of August, but plenty mm-hmm. of people are getting ready for Halloween, thinking about Halloween. We just seem to do this sooner and sooner.
The spooky season.
And
this August 1st, apparently, is when it started. I found out recently.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeti teamed up, the company Yeti teamed mm-hmm. up with the bottled water brand Liquid Death for an ice cooler that looks like a casket. It's life-sized and bright white.
Whoa, life-sized?
Yeah, this went a different direction. Other than two small logos on the front, it looks like the real thing, but it's insulated and lined with the triple foam cold cell technology. Without ice, they say it's big enough to hold 378 beers, so just enough to get you through Labor Day weekend. The bad news is you'll have to pony up a lot of cash if you want one, because there's only one. They're auctioning it off on Liquid Death's website. The sale ends tomorrow, so there's still time, but last we checked, the bid was over, and I just looked at this, over $30,000.
Oh, wow.
Over 30 grand.
Wow,
and I'm showing a picture of it to Seth.
Yep.
And this is definitely used for a cooler.
Yes.
This is not 100%, something, you know.
Yeah.
I needed a coffin anyway. Like, no, you're not going to be able to use it for that.
No.
It's a fun idea.
Yeah.
It's a macabre idea, but it's a fun idea.
Nothing wrong with a little dark humor, right?
Yeah. I'm just a little surprised that Yeti would be doing this. They tend to kind of lean towards more of a pop family-friendly kind mm-hmm. of thing. This was a little more on the other end of things.
Right.
But hey, you know, macabre people buy coolers too.
They do.
Oh, there's plenty of
I'm sure the Munsters needed a cooler at one point.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see the Munsters. There's a good marketing idea. There's a good one. I like to see more of these kind of things. Not so much coolers that are coffins, but like more of these kind of fun ideas and everything.
I think we will.
At least just try and do it.
I think we will. I think we will be seeing that soon. So.
Now, summer is wrapping up, and most people, they think of travel time usually during summer. We, of course, have the marathon of holidays coming up with mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, all of that coming up. It's mm-hmm. right around the corner. So I've been looking at a lot of stories about the TSA and airports, and everyone has a take on the most annoying things about social media influencers. But this trend catches on, we all will have the same answer for the worst of the worst.
Okay.
There's apparently a trend among influencers to take staged artistic photos of your TSA trays while going through the airport security.
What?
That's taking the time to carefully and neatly arrange all their belongings in gray tubs,
mm-hmm.
and then taking a photo from above and posting it online. Seeing these photos in your feed is not the problem. It's adding yet another distraction and inefficiency to an already combustuous situation.
Yeah.
Someone asked the TSA about it, and they implied that it's hasn't become a problem yet.
Mm.
Quote, as long as the staged glamour photos are not causing delays and other passengers in the checkpoint, there's no issues.
Right.
But it will happen.
How many people will start doing it now as it explodes, goes viral, and there you go.
And this is something that especially with trends like this, whether we're talking about planking or we're talking about this, it's never enough to do it. They got to try to top each other.
Exactly.
I can't just plank on this table here. I got to plank on the edge of a skyscraper. I got to do these things.
Right.
And so it is definitely going to happen. I will put money on that it is going to happen, that this is going to become a problem, because they're not just going to be able to leave well enough alone. Yeah, they're going to have to try to top, I got to top so-and-so's TikTok. I got to top this one. And it's gonna become a problem. Yes. And even if it isn't, I don't know if I like it. In honesty, we don't need this.
We don't need it.
Look, flying is a privilege. And our airlines, what they do, what they go through. I know that it is some of the most low-hanging fruit to rip on airlines. And I'm not talking about the owners. I'm talking about the board of members and those things and the people making those decisions. I'm talking about the actual flight attendants.
Yeah, the people on the ground.
The people on the ground.
Which is ironic because they're flying. Anyway,
it's a very ironic sense. It really is. But those people are doing everything they can to just do their job and to keep the airwaves, to keep the air safe.
Yeah.
This is important, and I know it's been a while since 9/11. I know it's been a clear sailing for a lot of people and everything. I'm not taking my foot off the gas. I'm not comfortable doing that.
No,
I don't think you can take these things lightly. I don't think that these things should be meant to be used for fun and everything. You have a job to do in that moment. Make sure that everybody knows that's on that plane with you that everybody's all right. That's your job. Again, this is a privilege. This is not a birthright, flying.
Right.
I think it's silly.
There's so much you could do before and after that part of the process. You can take pictures of whatever when you're waiting for your plane to arrive or getting ready to board or anything like that. You don't have to do it at this moment when everyone is already on, harried, and some people are in a rush. Like, I got to get to my plane. And these situations. And that's just, I think it's going to make it worse. It's just going to make more people irritated. That's the last thing you want then.
Thank you. Because that was the other thing I wanted to mention is we are already irritated in the airport.
It is.
We are already irritated. We are already on edge.
Because we know what we got to go through to get through security, and it's always a pain in the butt, and it's, are they going to pull me aside this time, and I got to take even more time, and, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see this as...
cool, man.
I got to be honest. That's the other part of this, Seth. It seems lame to me.
It does. It's very lame.
It feels very kind of like, you're doing all this
for
that.
Of all the things you can do.
Yeah.
To start a trip. This is what you landed on?
Ugh. I don't quite understand. I don't quite get it. But I do think that it's one of those things that we'll be hearing about, I'm sure.
Probably.
The level of anger that these five words have stoked is kind of crazy. The TSA went viral after tweeting that peanut butter is a liquid. It's been viewed more than 20 million times in the last few days.
Okay.
The post said, quote, "Peanut butter is a liquid. We said what we said." They obviously meant to irk people with it, but they really do classify it as a liquid.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to carry peanut butter on a plane, it has to be 3.4 ounces or less.
Like any other liquid.
Some internet sleuths pointed out that technically peanut butter is not a liquid. It's a non-Newtonian fluid. The reactions online have been fun. One person called for a congressional overnight oversight hearing. That will never happen.
Funny. I get it.
Because they refuse to work.
At all. Yeah.
They refuse to do anything.
Although this would be like the one they could do. Hey, no one gets peanut butter, right? Well, we could do this, right?
I do love the idea of them getting bent on the shit. I like Parliament. I like the idea of Parliament fighting over this one. They for some reason the English are deciding on our TSA laws.
Dude,
or something.
Sorry, real cool side note here on this. Why don't we have question time like they do at Parliament?
Yeah.
That is, talk about holding politicians accountable.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
It's
we
so
need
awesome.
That. Can you imagine the president having to come down to Congress and directly answering questions from the members of Congress? Oh, that would be so cool.
Hey, like it or not, there's some things that the Brits did right.
Yes, and that was one.
That was one of them, man. That's one of them. The reactions online have been fun. One person said that. Another person was saying that wash down their meal with a nice cold glass of peanut butter. Because they're calling it a liquid.
Right.
Yeah, I see what they're doing.
Well, and it depends on what kind of, if you get like quote unquote natural peanut butter, then it's oilier. It's got actually has the natural oils on it. So it is more
about that.
It has more viscous to it. So I mean, it depends.
Well, my fellow poor people out there, remember getting the generic peanut butter that they would give us.
The big tubs of peanut butter. Yeah,
you had to get through that darn liquid whatever that was.
That's the oil. You're trying to mix it in, you know? Yeah. But it's hard to do because it's peanut butter.
It was always my job. Hey, Jimmy, you're the one eating it. You go ahead. You're grinding away at that. I don't know. I don't know. That's I will say this. And not only is this a smart move by them, whether people have a positive reaction to it or not, it kind of humanizes the TSA a little bit.
Oh, 100%.
And I think we need more of that because, again, they're doing hard work.
Man, we try. And I know every time that my family flies, we always try to thank the TSA people there because it's like we know what this job is. Yeah. It's not an easy job. And we really appreciate you doing what you do. So
there is a job. Last time I was at the airport, there's a job for a person where their job is basically watching the line and making sure nobody gets past it. This person has 8 hours a day. They can't be on their phone. They can't talk to anybody else. All they can do is stand there, and they can say hi to people, but they have to be paying attention to that line. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just an example of the kind of jobs that they are doing over there.
Not easy.
Nah, and we are so much safer and better for them.
I think so.
I don't know. I like the idea of creating some empathy and humanizing
100%.
These people. 100%. Deserve it. Be on the lookout when you're flying out there, everybody. And like you said, Seth, say some thank yous. Wanted to mention one more time that our Wood County swimming beaches are open. Beaches will remain open through Labor Day weekend and will close for the season on Tuesday, September 3rd.
Okay.
So enjoy those beaches, everybody. Sounds like we're going to have some decent weather for it. And find out more and make your reservations for next year or what you might like to do. Campgrounds will remain open through October 31st. Mm-hmm. You can find out more at parkreservations.woodcountywi.gov or just go to woodcountywi.gov and you can find it from there. Enjoy our park systems, everybody.
Yep.
And big thank you to our Parks and Rec system and all the people working on those.
Good job, everybody.
You. Yes. Seth and I will be back with our Pet of the Week and plenty more fun on the morning show right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on...